Let's go to line one. You're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this?
Johnny B.
Oh, God. God, it's still jarring, even at the house. Oh, what's going on?
Big Will Coons in the house. Yeah. Say it.
Say it. Well, say
won't
it.
Do it. Hey. Won't say
don't.
It.
Hey. Don't make him.
Hey, go Lightning. Go Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Yeah. I think they've gone. I think they've already, tonight is sewed up. The Bruins put in their backup goalie when it was 4-1. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. That's messed up. How you guys doing on this short night?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I had to listen to the Dom, and I'm glad when y'all come on.
Oh, man, thanks. Dom's great.
Yeah.
He is, but, y'all are better. So get down, Lucy. My damn dog's jumping up on me. Just go watch him.
Man, I love the way he just brings us right into the trailer with him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
Go watch him.
All right, we got to go. We can't.
What do you think about the Milwaukee Bucks?
They're a pretty good team. They're probably going to win the championship. They're really, really good.
Yeah. Do you think it's okay for them to out by out tonight against Orlando?
Well, the entire league did. It wasn't just them. They were the first ones, and the entire league kind of followed. And you look, man, you know, that's their stance, and I respect it. You know, what am I going to say?
I respect it too, Johnny B, and I respect y'all more than anything in the world.
But
I think if I was making $5 to $10 million a year, I would try to do it in a different perspective. If I was their owner and their coach and the person that pays their paycheck, I would fire them all.
And wow, that's a pretty strong stance. You would fire. Hold on, real quick, because I didn't even want to get into it, but you sound ridiculous. You would fire 85% of the league, which is pretty much all the black dudes in the league. You would fire all of them.
Why would they get paid that much, Johnny B?
Who are you going to get to replace them? They have a lot of power in that league because they are a majority of the league, and they all believe in something. You're going to have to work with them because who are you going to replace them with?
Yeah, it's not like finding new...
Go out and make a record like they sang We Are the World or something.
Okay.
Go out and make something like that, but why would you do that?
We got to go. All right, we got full phones. Talk to you later, bud. All right, yeah. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. It's a little more difficult than that.
It's not like hiring new roofers, you know?
No.
It's a different industry. It's hard to find guys that are the best in the world, you know?
Yeah, they're the best. Let's tear through these phone calls. Let's go to line two. What's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Hey, Johnny B, how's it going?
I'm good. Who are you?
Doing pretty good. I'm just a student at USF. I was walking around campus today. I saw a car with your bumper sticker on it. Decided to tune in tonight. I'm liking what I'm hearing. I had a quick question for you to change things up. How do you feel about our chances of the Super Bowl this year coming up with Tom Brady joining the team?
Well, you know, I always like to go with what Vegas says because, you know, the guys that create the lines in Vegas seem to be geniuses. They're very good at what they do. And they have the Bucks, I believe, are fourth or fifth, as far as odds go of making the Super Bowl. So I like it. I think we have a great shot at making the playoffs, and that's really what you got to aim for. I think saying Super Bowl, you're looking, you're aiming too high. I think when it comes to making the Super Bowl, you got to get in the dance, and the dance is the playoffs. And as long as you can get in there, whoever's playing best in January, that's who's got the best chance. Because you could be the greatest team ever. Patriots went 16-0 and lost to a pretty mediocre Giants team in the Super Bowl a decade ago. So it's whoever's playing the best in January. Get your ass in the dance, and then see what happens. But I like our chances of getting in the dance. I think we're good.
I think you're right. We definitely got to get our feet wet first before we see what we're doing. I was thinking about putting some money down, but now that you said that, I got to think about it.
Oh, put some money down, bro. Do it. Don't be scared. Do it. You're in college, man. Your parents will pay for it.
That's what student loans are for, man.
Hell yeah, girl.
Straight to the Patriots. I mean, hey, what you talking about? The Bucks.
There you go. Are you on a scholarship, or are you paying your full tuition?
Yeah, I'm currently on a paying my full tuition. We're not blessed.
So I say gamble. You're going to be broke either way. So go put some money on it.
Yeah,
that's right, Johnny B. Thank you for taking my call tonight.
All right, man. Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you. Later. Gee, I wonder whose car he saw at USF with the bumper sticker on it.
It must be your boys, right?
I put it on there myself.
Yeah.
Guys, I do want to remind you, we don't have a phone screener. So if you call and all of a sudden you hear the radio station in your ears on your phone, but nobody says hello, don't freak out. We'll get to you ASAP. We do this. We're all dog at night. Let's go to line three. You're on the Johnny B Show.
I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. I love it. How you just use the dance.
Man, what an angelic voice you have, Marine Rob.
And where in the hell is my theme music?
Jesus, Lord.
I'll give you a minute. I'll give you a moment.
Oh, sure.
How are you tonight?
I'm great, man. Lightning are crushing the Bruins, Rays. Rays.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, love it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And also the Rays pulled it off, had a nice little win against the Orioles, two in a row. There's your theme music. You're welcome.
That's great. Dom's trying to steal me, man. He wants me as his, because me and Dom are personal friends outside of the show.
Yeah, you think I don't know Dom outside the show? Come on.
He's trying to steal me, bro. I mean,
all right, well, you know what? I love Dom, so he can have you.
Oh, that was easy.
Oh, that's not, that wouldn't be fair.
Well, I don't want to get sued by the guy. The guy's the best.
You guys are great. I just always love to call your show.
Thanks, Rob.
I stay up as late as I can.
We can't have a show without you, man. You're the best.
You know you can't. You know you can't have a show without me.
Man, I just made his day, Will. All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Good Lord. I knew if I said that, he would get a total boner. Like, that's right. You can't do it without me. Go to my Facebook page.
You should put that thing more.
Yeah, I know. What, his butt?
Sure.
All right, let's go to the next line. Johnny B. Show, who this?
Hey, Johnny, it's James. What's up, buddy?
What's up, pal? What's going on?
I'm well. So you were talking about baseball earlier and with the pitchers. It's kind of almost been like an ongoing thing for a lot of teams. And like the thought is like pitching injuries have gone up this year, and it's even been even worse this year because they really didn't have time to warm up in spring training and get all they
kind of
like got rushed out there. So with our guys going down, it's not going to be easy to find an arm on the trade market.
Yeah, but and I'm hoping, like you said, that all the teams are kind of dealing with this. And you're right. There's such a scientific process when it comes to limbering up their arms and getting them warmed up through spring and even the beginning of the season through April. And for them to jump right in after the pandemic, and they didn't really have time to keep their to get their arms ready before that because they weren't sure with all the weird negotiations with the Players Association and all that. They had no idea if they were going to play or not. So yeah, they were really baffled by like pitch counts, how they were going to, get them prepared and save their arms and how they were going to play them in rotation. So it's all out of whack and they're doing the best with it. But the sad reality is a lot of these guys are pulling, different muscles and even worse, there's going to be a ton of Tommy John surgeries. It looks like.
I mean, even compared to last year, there's a lot more injuries now than like 15 years ago, just because like there's so many guys throwing in the mid to high 90s now that you didn't see that back then.
You're right. They're not throwing to location like they used to, when they were throwing in the low 90s and the upper 80s. These guys have cannons now, so it's easier to get injured when you're throwing violently like they are. So I get it. What I mean? Like I've hurt myself eating pizza because I do it at 100 miles an hour. Like a lot of people don't. I don't pace myself.
I chipped a tooth eating a wing too enthusiastically.
All right, buddy. Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye.
Later. All right. We got one more call, Will?
We do, yeah.
Let's tear through this bitch. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Fritz.
Oh, it's Fritz. Hey, what up, kid?
Hey, not much, man. And, Will, you sound good, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He does. Man. Yeah. I like Hell that. Yeah. I like you, dude.
Worried I was a little nasally. I like you, too. I like you, too. Thank you.
Oh, man.
You're sweet.
And I'm just wondering where the hell my theme music is.
Yeah, we got to get something for you. We will.
We'll
I promise.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll get something for you tomorrow. Dead. Nah, bro, whatever. You're getting it, daddy. You're going to get it so hard.
And look, man, I don't know. I just wanted to call and jive with you guys for a second.
Yeah, jive it up, bro. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, you stay tuned in, all right? You rip off the goddamn knob.
I always do, dude.
Shoot that player.
I think Fritz might be the coolest guy that listens.
He's up there.
He's pretty cool.
Now, you know, I'm 58. I smoke, you know, I'm a cool guy.
Crack.
Smoke we crack. Know.
Hey, you ever smoked crack ever in your
Hell
life?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah,
nice,
I have.
Nice. What was it like?
Oh.
Well, waste of money. I mean, I don't know. You know, I didn't get addicted to it, but it kind of sucked. I almost had a heart attack one time.
Yeah. Good
Lord. Did you ever have to perform sex on acts on anybody in order to get a crack fix?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. No, I just bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, $10 for a rock.
How high can you get off a rock?
It just makes you want more, man. I'll tell you know what was better was they used to call it crank. Now they call it crystal meth.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
But you do one little line of that, man, you'd be good to go for 6 hours. And, you know, I used to just do it to, cause I work, you know, late shift at a job and I had to walk for an hour and 10 minutes to get there. So I'd do a little line before I went. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during my lunch break at like 4 a.m, I'd do another little line just to keep my ass awake, man. I was living in the twilight zone, man.
What about you ever do like a speedball? Where you do like that's like heroin and meth, right?
Yeah.
Well, no. I think I did. I did heroin once, unbeknownst to me.
Okay.
You know, but I snorted it. You know, I thought it was angel.
You ever have a gangbang with like a bunch of dudes?
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. Hell no.
You ever kiss a man?
Yeah, on the mouth.
On his mouth.
Or his penis.
No, I'm strictly a hetero, man. I mean, I don't care, you know, if...
Not even in college?
I never went to college, dude. Are you kidding me?
Oh, really? Oh, no way.
Get out of here.
I don't believe that.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Yeah.
I remember, and I told you this story before. I'll make it quick. One night, I was with my best friend, and we used to play guitar together and smoke pot, you know, and out of the closet. Yeah, he came out of the closet to me one night. He's like, you know, I'm gay. I'm like, no, you're not. I'm like, he's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, what? And then I'm like, you ain't been looking at me, have you?
I'm gonna stop masturbating you.
I'm gonna play your skin flute. You play the guitar. I'll play your skin flute. Doo-doo-doo.
He's like, oh wait, I thought I was playing guitar. That's your ding dong.
Oh, man. Fool me once, shame on you.
No, but then he goes, no, you're not my type. And then I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell's wrong with me, man? You know, it was like,
it hurt your feelings because he didn't want you. Yeah, I feel you.
Well, I mean, it just hurt my feelings in a way.
I'm sorry, dude. Don't let it hurt your feelings, dude. You know?
Oh no. Well, he's dead now, anyway.
Why are you gay?
Damn. You didn't have to kill him.
No, all my best friends are dead now. I don't know why.
Suicide?
Nah, just bad health. Cancer, lung cancer. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm waiting for the Price is Right sounder.
Yeah.